Hi. I'm not going to do it.
Hi. Like,
this
Hi.
A New Year's resolution. I'm not going to do the anymore.
Well, that'd be great.
For you. That's the last time.
That's fantastic.
You pretty excited about it?
Well, yeah.
That's one of my two resolutions.
Oh, wait, you got two?
Well, yeah.
Hold on.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I have to take out my headphones here. I got to get the guitar on so we can...
Can you play it with the crutch like Jimmy Page? Wah, wah.
Song remains the same.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Nice. Welcome to the first one of 2019.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it's going to air.
Yeah. All right.
Full disclosure.
So are we acting like it's 2019?
Full disclosure. Well, we already said that the other one was going to be the last one of the year. So what we'll do is make this an overarching New Year's and catch up
let's
on.
Let's just make it a bonus episode and just act like this is, you know what I mean? This is a bonus 2018 episode.
No!
That will be aired in 2019.
No!
Okay, then it's a bonus 2019 episode. Yeah. First one of the year. This one's on the house, people. You don't have to pay for this.
This is the 2019 kickoff.
The 2019 extravaganza?
But what's the first day of 2019?
Some people think it's January 1st.
It's New Year's Day. So I think this should be the episode where we talk, because the last one was pre-Christmas.
Okay. All right,
This should be the one where we
let's
talk
act
about...
like it's 2019.
We're going to talk about what you just brought up a minute ago, the New Year's resolutions. That's
okay.
One of the things
I got a whole
sure
bunch of stuff. We got to do Christmas reviews, too.
Christmas reviews, absolutely. And I thought you might have a couple of questions, as you did walking up, about my surgically repaired...
I just want to paint a picture.
Right, Hawk.
Andy looks... He's looking great. He's not flush or anything, and he's off the goofballs, so he's not all hopped up on narcotics.
Thanks, Bella.
He's only got one crutch, and he's got a little bit of a gimp to him.
What's my crutch? You mean the one crutch,
yeah,
right.
One
right.
Aluminum
literal.
One. No,
literal
no. One. Remember those old crutches with the big wing nuts on the side? You get smacked with one of those, and kill you.
This has little wing
does
nuts.
Have little
wing?
Yeah.
Little wing nuts. You're a little wing nut.
Really?
So sometime during this show, I should tell you, I'm about to graduate. I want to move to... a cane.
Oh. Sword cane? Are we
no.
Come on,
I told the story a long time ago, I think.
I was
about,
just thinking, I'm like, why at some point in time have we talked about sword canes
did.
On the show?
Maybe we were talking about it a few months
ago.
Oh,
it was your boss?
No, it was one of the writers at when I did the Safeway radio ads around the country. Back in 2003, 2004, something like that, 2005. And Arun was his name, and he worked for Daly and Associates. He was a writer there, and he wrote the copy. Strawberries, sweet and plump, $4.99 a case.
Right.
And a nice guy, and he hurt his ankle badly. I don't know what he did, if he did it playing basketball or whatever. But anyway, he had to have like surgery and was in a cast. And his ankle was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And so he's getting around on crutches, and they were having a conversation. People are saying, you should get a cane. He's like, no, I don't want to get a cane. Because he was like, in his early 30s.
Right.
He's like, I don't want to get a cane. A cane says permanent. Crutches say temporary.
Right.
Cane says permanent.
Right.
But he got to, just noodling around on eBay, and he found this cool sterling silver cane. And he's like, hey, that is kind of neat. And he orders it. And because it was, really low price, it gets shipped to him at work, right as he's going into a board meeting with the boss.
All right. And let me cut you off real quick. I couldn't remember if I heard this in a podcast because I was thinking, I'm like, I remember this story, but I can't remember if I heard it in another podcast or this was actually this. But go ahead.
And from his name, Arun, you might gather he was of Indian descent,
right?
And this is just a couple years after 9/11. And he's in this. Well, it's something he said. He's in this board meeting, and this FedEx package, this long tube, gets delivered to him. And the president of the company says, "Hey, Arun, what'd you get?" He goes, "Oh, I bought a cane on eBay." He's like, "Oh, can I see it?" He goes, yeah, I haven't opened it yet. He goes, well, let's open it. Takes it out. The boss takes it and goes, hey, that is really, wait a minute. Shing. Pulls the thing apart. There's a 2-inch or 2-foot blade on this.
Which seems like it's something you shouldn't be able to sell on eBay just randomly to people. Hidden knives.
And he puts it back together. Shing. Yeah, maybe we don't bring this to the office room. And he's like wide-eyed. He's like, are you kidding me? If I would have tried to take that through an airport, I'd be in Guantanamo right now. This is crazy.
Well, you would have think maybe he would have read more of the details on the cane, right? Get a review. Check out the cane reviews. Are you looking into a cane?
I bought a cane.
Okay, hold on. I was going to say, if you get a cane, you know, you also have to get a monocle and a beret. They all go hand in hand.
You're instantly Mr. Peanut. or you have to get the top hat and
slightly crooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. White gloves.
Yeah, the puffy pants. become the tramp. I told Laura, if it comes, it's out for delivery, I guess.
To bring it back?
Right now. To bring it out here.
Perfect.
And show you. But I bought a it's handcrafted in the United States of America. It's a wood walking stick, and it's all natural wood.
So you're like Gandalf?
Kind of, I guess.
Well, here's what just popped into my head?
What?
You being such a crafter with the shed and everything, wouldn't this be an opportunity to make your own cane?
Well, I suppose if I gave a shit about doing something like that.
You need some pretty specific
tools. Honey, I'm going to need a lathe.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you need some pretty specific stuff.
But anyway, do you want to see a picture of what's supposedly?
I don't know. I kind of want to. Hold on. Don't show it to me. I kind of feel like I want to wait to see the whole picture together. I don't want to see the cane without you holding it.
Oh, all right.
So do we want to save it? All right, show me the picture. Show it to me. Yeah. It's a little bit Lord of the Rings.
It's a one of a kind.
Yeah, that's totally Lord of the Rings. Does it have its own name? Like Sheckwith. This is my cane, Sheckwith.
I am Gandalf the Great.
None shall pass.
So I got that to look forward to.
Cool. No, but that's not a permanent thing, right? That's just for
It's just for now to get around. I mean, it's just easier, I think. I mean, in my
you know
mind,
what else is great about that cane?
Than crutches.
You can hit whippersnappers with them.
Oh, absolutely.
You can get off my lawn, you whippersnapper, and smack them with your
cane.
That's
what this is. What you said was a hacksaw earlier. This thing here.
What is that?
This is my grabber. This is my picker.
You're like one step away from being the $1 million man.
This is one of the things that old people get to get around and get things. My dad had one of these. I remember when, later years.
They use those to pick up their circus peanuts.
Yes.
Their Boston baked beans.
Their peanut brickle. I got this thing to pick up shit that I can. Backing up, do you want the full story of the?
Hold on for a second.
Is this a beer episode?
Let's. Yes,
I'm off the meds.
I want to continue right where we're leaving off right now. Don't think I don't want to come back to this, but I think I have to. We have to start here because this is going to be. This is going to be like three segments. Okay. So, this is the chain of thoughts that was happening. The other day, actually, I think it was yesterday, the day before, I was looking at our Facebook page.
By the way, Josh Fligger.
Oh, yes.
Is here, Josh Fligger. Sam Farmer and Larry Morgan are on assignment.
And I was looking at our Facebook page.
My name's Andy Chanley.
Hi, Andy.
I'm the Indiana Chanley.
Welcome.
Have I interrupted you?
No, go ahead. Sorry. Free. No, but I had to interrupt you because I have to do this.
Yes,
we have to do this
enough.
First because it's three segments. And then we will get back to your story. I already reiterated that I wanted to get back to where we left. But anyway, so I was looking at the Facebook page and somebody commented on, I think Aaron had posted one of the beers that we had.
Right.
And somebody commented, you guys should do a near beer episode. And I thought, this is the worst idea I've ever heard in my entire life. We totally have to do it.
Now, you're talking about 3-2 beer?
What's that?
The 3.2% alcohol or 0.1% alcohol?
I think they're both the same thing.
No.
Really?
No. Well, they used to have it used to be that you had to be 20. In some states, you had to be 21 to buy beer. But if you were 18, you could buy near beer, which was lower alcohol.
I think in Pennsylvania, it was like 21 or nothing. Either, okay. You know what I mean? Anyway, so whatever O'Doul's is, that crap.
I see.
So I was like, you know what? here's what I'll do. This morning I was taking a shower, and I, as usual, all my best thoughts come to me while I'm in the shower. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I should do this thing. I'm like, I'll get a Coors Light, and then I'll get a bunch of near beers, and I'll see if Andy can actually guess the beer, if the real beer. And I was telling this to my wife, and she goes, no, that's dumb. What you need to do is you need to get three beers that are of Coors Light caliber and three near beers, and then do three rounds of seeing if you can guess the real beer.
Ah.
So do you want to try that?
So this is three punches in the puss.
Well, you don't have to drink them. Only one of them is a Coors Light. And then we tried to think of the name of the segment. We could call it To Beer or Not To Beer.
I like that.
There was another name, but I forgot it. Anyway. So, do you want to do round one?
Sure.
And then halfway through the show, we'll do round two?
Sure.
Okay, so I need the bottle opener, and I need you to close your eyes.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
So, eyes are closed. I'm cracking the first one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pour a sample. I'm going to pour just a little sample so he doesn't have to drink all this garbage.
Okay.
All right, so there's one pour.
All right.
And then, let me see what, no, not that. And then we'll do this.
This is exciting. This
garbage. All right, so.
Blind taste test.
I will reveal you'll see when you open up, but. All right, so we got two beers. One of them is an actual beer. I'm going to mix them up.
Okay. Should I open my eyes now?
You can open your eyes.
Okay.
One of these is a real beer, and one of these is a not beer.
Okay. Well, what's interesting is that I can tell one of them is extremely... This could just be your pour.
Okay.
But one is very foamy, and one is very not.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to... First, I'm going to taste the one that is very not foamy.
Okay. The lightly foamed one. All right, what are your thoughts now, right off the bat?
Right off the bat?
Yeah.
This is the beer.
Okay, well, you haven't tried the other one yet.
I haven't tried the other one, but that's my impression. I'm not saying it's good beer.
Yeah, no, that's certainly not.
That tastes like beer to me. All right, so here's the other one, and there's still an inch of foam in here, but I'll try to. And that has the little mishap at the brewery taste that an O'Doul's has.
All right. So which one do you think is which?
I think in my right hand is the O'Doul's, and this left hand is the Coors.
You are correct, but it's not O'Doul's. This is
Erdinger.
Erdinger, non-alcoholic.
Erdinger. Let me say, it's not that bad. On a really hot day, and I didn't want to drink... And a Bud Light. That explains it.
All right, so you got the first one right. All right, so let's...
Bud Light is not great beer.
No. Well, that's the whole point, is I'm trying to throw a curveball at you.
Nice.
I'm going to match good NA beers with bad real beers and see if you can guess the
difference. I'm sorry that you don't get to enjoy some as well. Did you
take a swig of one of those? I'm good. I'm going to throw them in the garbage. Anyway.
Nicely
done.
Are
you going to chug those?
No.
Well, then how are we going to pour the next round?
I'll drink this one. The other one has to be thrown in the garden.
Is this the... I'll drink it. I'll try it. Is this the NA one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's not pleasant. All right. All right. So let's talk about the surgery. How'd it go?
Okay. Well, so I go in last Wednesday, 19th, right? And I Uber over to the hospital because I don't want to, make life difficult for Laura and the kids. It's really early for her to have to get them up, and it's still a school day for Silas and so forth. So I Uber over there and get over there 6:20, 6:30, and go in. They check me in. I go upstairs, and they have me do – I have washed the night before with that Hibiclens, that pink or red
soap. They douse you lie.
You know that nasty soap germicidal soap.
Can you buy this at the grocery
store? Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can buy
it.
Yeah, over the counter. Yeah,
and they just recommend to do that before.
Yeah, they say do that the night before. Take a shower with it. Then take a shower with it the morning of.
Does it feel weird or does it just stink?
It'll sting you if you get it on your
your junk.
Yeah, tip of your Johnson.
Oh, God.
But
one place I would never put soap.
It's kind of stuff where, like, if you used it in the morning when you took a shower under your arms,
yeah,
you would go most of the day without stinking because it like completely kills all the bacteria in there, all the germs.
It doesn't sound very healthy.
Well, it's not something you should use every day, okay. I don't think.
It's just something for special occasions.
Yeah. So anyway.
Save it for like first dates.
Yes.
First date soap.
I scrubbed in.
I'm good.
So I did that stuff. And then you get to the hospital and the first thing they do is they open up the packets of wipes of that same shit and say, hey, wipe your whole body with that stuff. So you do that and took off all my clothes, got into a gown, get in the bed.
Butt hanging out.
Oh, sure. Okay. But you get in bed, right? And they put in the Heplock, you know, the IV.
Yeah, the thing where they can put any drips or whatever.
Exactly. And they put you on an IV, right. and I haven't had anything to eat or drink since, 8 or 9 the night before. So I'm on an IV drip. Then the anesthesiologist comes in to talk to me. And nice guy. He says, how you doing? I'm going to take you back here in a little while. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you a little cocktail to, and he pats a little syringe that he's got in his vest pocket. He has a little cocktail to take the edge off. And when we get back there, I'm going to go between, vertebra, whatever, and give you a numbing agent from like here down. You know, like
through the IV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, he's going to do that right through the into the spine.
Yeah.
He says, so I'm going to do that. He goes, but you'll be relaxed and won't be worrying about that. That's going to numb you from here down. He goes, so technically you could be awake for this entire surgery.
And
I said,
pass.
Yeah, yeah, I don't need to hear bone saws. He goes, exactly. So
I don't want to hear. Oops. Okay.
So and once. You find out what they actually did to me. I wouldn't want to be awake through that either. Anyway, so he says, you will be asleep through the entire thing. I'll make sure that I give you something that keeps you asleep. And so then my doctor comes in to talk to me, and I want to say, I got off on a rocky start with this guy. He's awesome. He's amazing. A really nice guy, really great guy, and really smart guy, and really talented.
Did you ever ask him for that celebrity's phone number?
No, stop it. Stop it. But I like him a lot, and I owe a lot to him. But he came in and said, you're all ready to go. And he wrote on my hip, yes, on the right hip, right? Because they do that. You're not allowed to go back.
Did he put a ladder up to it and a magnifying glass like Yoko Ono, and people would crawl up and look at your ass and be like, yes.
So you are not allowed to go back to the surgery suite unless you have consciously said, yes, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
And they write on there the word yes.
Yeah, that's just they literally cover their ass.
They cover my ass to cover their ass.
Exactly.
And because, they don't want to make a mistake, and I certainly don't want them to. So that's done, and we go back. And remember how the guy said, I'll give you a little something, once we go back there, a little cocktail to make you not concerned about things? Mm-hmm. I don't remember rolling past the curtain.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember a single thing from that moment when they said, okay, let's go, to
And
one.
Did it give you that through, that was through the IV?
It must have been.
And were you in a wheelchair when they did it?
No, I was in a gurney. I was on a bed.
Okay, so they got you situated, and then you're just like, here it goes. And
yeah,
then,
they're like,
and then you just wake up and you're hit.
That
you're
was like, the operating chair, or they were going to take that gurney in there and then lift me over onto the operating table. But that was... Yeah, he said, I'll give you something to relax you. And it was, okay, you ready to go? Sure, let's go. 3, 2.
See,
and
that's awesome. Because I would get the longer that takes, the more nervous I would get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want that kind of hit me a little blindsided. I don't want to know what's
right.
going to happen. I just want to all of a sudden be like, wait, what the hell? And then just be like, gone.
Exactly.
And not instead of, because I'm like one of those persons that, like when I'm in a dentist.
Yeah.
I have so much anxiety going through me before the actual needle gets into my mouth. You know what I mean? And then when the needle gets into it, I'm like, oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
But like, I have to close my eyes. I can't see any of the instruments and stuff like that. But as soon as it starts, I'm like, oh, that's not really not that bad.
Yeah.
So that's good that that happened. That's how I would want it to happen.
The first thing I remember after that is seeing Lara's face.
Oh.
And she came in there and brought Viv. And I was in recovery, and I remember and Viv was a little freaked out. I can kind of parlay things back into their proper place, and see, she was a little concerned. Why isn't Daddy with it? And why doesn't he see himself?
I get that.
And
plus,
Lara
it's like
came
you're
in.
Looking up, and there's your parent. You know what I mean? It's like there's a guy that I worship, and he's incapacitated on a bed.
I'm just starting to wake up, and then my doctor comes in, and he says, "How you doing?" It went really well. You guys, it was tougher than I thought it was going to be. It was worse in there than I expected. And so it took a lot of doing, but, I was able to do the procedure that I wanted to do, which is the resurfacing, not the full hip replacement.
Right.
Because I had to sign off on that of, here's what I'm going in for, but if they look in there
that was
and
my
they
next
say
question was,
there's not enough bone stock
gonna,
to do it, they can't wake you up and start all over again.
And they're not going to be like, all right, let's pull out, patch this back up, and then we'll ask him if
you got to make the decision ahead of time.
Good.
So I signed off on, yes, go ahead and do whatever you need to do, but he said he was able to do what he intended to do, and he promised me beforehand, he goes, you want me, if I get the opportunity during, he goes, do you want me to take a picture? And I said, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Showed me a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. a nurse or something.
Are you
going to
put it on
Facebook
page?
I don't know. He didn't give it to me. He showed me on his phone. It's gruesome.
I'm saying,
do you want me to describe it to you?
Hold on, before that, now that you've seen the picture, do you regret seeing the picture?
No, because it was kind of cool at the
because
same
it was
time.
Yours. What happens if I showed you mine? Would you be like, eh?
No, it was impersonal enough that it doesn't matter who it was, really. I couldn't tell that it was my body, for example. But
yeah, but I mean, knowing that it's your body, at least you have that little bit of like, just me.
Let me tell you what the picture was.
Okay, go ahead.
In order to do this procedure, they cut 7.5 inches, an incision that's 7.5 inches long. That's a long one, right?
Yeah.
And then they dislocate
the hip.
The hip.
Yeah.
So it's a picture of, my abdomen with a leg there cut open and a ball sticking straight up. And it looks like it's a perfect white billiard ball. It's the coolest thing that your what is it, the acetabular joint or whatever it's called, the femoral head. It's at the top of the femur.
Yeah.
The
trailer hitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was cool. It was amazing.
My main question is when they took the picture, did they get your little pelvic dolphin tattoo in there too?
My little tramp stamp.
On the front, you got a nice little dolphin jumping over some sunflowers.
Yeah.
All right, so what about blood and gutsy? What did that? Was that? Is there a lot of like grossness?
I didn't see any of that stuff. That was the only thing that he showed me. It was
now was that when it was done? The picture he showed you was when it was all done, or is it before?
No, that was when
the
ball is sticking straight up out of my body. It was pretty.
Yeah,
crazy.
But I'm saying, did he take the picture after he had done the procedure?
No, somebody took I'm sure one of the nurses or whatever took it while and they probably take many pictures.
So
could you see
how screwed up it was? Just by
I didn't see inside like my body cavity. Oh. All it was like from the side. Imagine a picture taken from the side of your body.
See, that's
where the ball sticking straight up. Here.
That's freaky.
It was crazy.
I bet your leg was like probably all twisted, all weird. Yeah. Now, okay. So let's talk about afterwards.
But this guy is a genius. He's. I can only imagine number one, the schooling and the study and the practice and so forth. He's done thousands of these things, hundreds, 100 or so of this particular operation, which is more involved and so forth. But there's no doubt that he's
got it going on.
He's in rarefied air. Guy is really, really good at what he does. So So
let's talk about when
later,
you're done. Yeah,
an hour or so later, they say they come in and say, "Let's go for a walk." The physical therapist
comes
in.
Are you still hopped up on goofballs?
Well, here's the thing about that. It just seemed like, so every 3 hours, they've got a baseline. They've got two rounds of drugs going on for me. Well, number one, I'm still have, you know, the effect of the epidural, or not an epidural, but whatever that is that's numbing my lower body. That's still going on a little bit, I guess. And then the whatever drugs they put inside the enclosure to make sure that, you know, that doesn't hurt. Those are still in effect now, I guess, a little bit. That's why it's, you know, there's some numbness and so forth there. But there is a baseline. I forget what they called it, but they're giving me, like, every, 4 or 5 hours, they're giving me these five milligrams? I don't know my terminology, so if I get this wrong, excuse me, but like 5 milligrams of OxyContin that they just keep doing. And then there's the full-on schedule of, this is the big shit to really take care of you. These are 15 milligram OxyContins that you get every 3 hours.
How effed up were you?
I'm like kind of scratching my body because I'm feeling a little itchy from time to time, like right after I get them. But when it got to the end of that 3 hours, I'm on the phone, you know, I'm clicking the button, saying, hey, you know, it's been 3 hours, time to do this again, let's do it, because it started to hurt.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, I mean, there was some gruesome pain getting in and out of bed a couple of times, because it's just, when it bent the wrong way or what, it was pretty awful. But they got me out of bed, you know, like just hours after surgery, and they have me walk down to the first nurse station and back, and they say, look, we're going to keep you in here. This was pretty involved. We're going to keep you overnight. And I was disappointed at that. I wanted to go home, but after the fact, you know, I realized this was the best, to have somebody coming in and giving me some drugs
every three hours and
taking care of me.
You would have been miserable.
Miserable.
Waking up every 3 hours, and you couldn't even do that, could you? Because I don't even know how they
at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be tough. It would make everybody's life hell around
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I was grateful that I did. You know, in retrospect, but so later that night, I walk even further. Like around 11 o'clock, I go. They take me on.
Now, real quick, where did you go? What hospital?
Cedars.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't Cedars-Sinai exactly. It was their, I guess it was. Yeah, it was.
Cedars, like one of those over on the
San Vicente.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I guess it was actually in the complex there. So I go in there, and I go for a walk the next day with the therapist, and they, you know, he shows me how to climb stairs, how to go downstairs, and I walk further than I ever had. It kind of overdid it, as a matter of fact. And I don't remember if that was the night before or the morning, the next morning. But anyway, I go back, and the doctor who was checking in on me said, the same one who cleared me for the surgery, said, he goes, the pain's going to probably peak around 11 o'clock tonight, that night I stayed in there. And he was right, because
like on the dot.
It was right about
now.
Exactly.
What kind of pain is this? Well, like?
And the thing anytime somebody came by and said, "Hey, you know, we should go to the bathroom," or "Hey, do you need to, you know, sit up and use a trucker bomb?" Which I had to do once.
What's that?
The urinal on the side of the bed. You know those little urinals, the water, the bottles. You never heard that term, trucker bomb? Yeah.
It's a chug is pissing bottles.
Yeah, pissing bottles and throw it out. You've never heard that term?
No.
How could you, of all people?
Chucker bomb.
I've never heard that. So anyway.
Because I'm not an animal that pisses in bottles and throws it out the window.
Anymore.
That was a different life.
It just seemed like every time they wanted me to do something exertive, it was when we were almost to the end of the 3 hours of the pain medication. It's like, can't you people plan this shit?
Can we do the narcotics first?
So I'm like a half hour into it, but it like seemed like that was the way it went every time. And so, you know, got up to pee, sat up for breakfast, all those kinds of things. Tried to poop. You cannot poop on OxyContin. That's
is
the thing.
Is it because the muscles are so relaxed? Or is
well,
it-
the OxyContin shuts down the central nervous system so that the pain doesn't come through, but it also shuts down the shit that moves food through your body. And so that's one of the big parts of the...
Well, maybe he just sat on the toilet and kept eating until it eventually forced itself. Because it keeps filling up.
That's one of the big things with the opioid
epidemic
that people that are stuck on this stuff the country, well, they have to take laxatives all the time, and they're pretty quickly killing themselves by being on both the accelerator and the brake pedal at the same time.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
What a way to go.
Yeah, literally. What a way to not go. Yeah,
exactly.
So anyway.
Possibly the worst way to die.
I come home the next day, right? Mm-hmm. The Thursday. And come home, and I'm on the couch, not doing anything, pretty much. Just lucky to get up on the couch. I have to have a belt or a rope, a loop of rope to lift my foot anywhere. And it's, so weak.
Really?
Yeah, I can't lift my leg and all that stuff. It's really a bitch. And so taking the pain meds and all that kind of stuff. And but it's great to be around the kids,
right?
And Laura, and be home. That it felt like it's time for healing to start a little bit. And the next morning at 8 a.m. on Friday, I take a pain pill and all the other pills that I have to take and shit. Excuse me. And that was the last OxyContin I took over a week ago.
So
eight days ago.
So how bad was it the first time you didn't have to take Oxy?
It really didn't hurt.
Okay.
It stopped, hurting. And I was still taking acetaminophen. I was taking Tylenol.
But, right, but that's... Yeah.
But it's like, why would I be taking this
stuff?
Can you
imagine how bad it would hurt if you hadn't got up and did all those stretches and everything? You know what I mean? If you had just laid there and let it heal.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would have healed funky.
Right.
And then you would have had to stretch all those muscles in directions that they would... that would be even worse.
Yeah,
so.
It's not the way to go. So anyway, since then.
Oh, you look great.
Well, thanks. And I've gotten better.
Did you use that soap again this morning? Because you smell fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. No, but now I can lift my leg, just by willpower up onto the bed and the couch and stuff, and getting around with one crutch. I can shower. I
saw you
hoping
out there
to
doing
get
your
my
Rockettes kicks. With
oh
the,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
So hoping to get the cane and stuff and be that old guy.
Yep.
When I walk around the Cal State Northridge campus, I want the young co-eds.
I want you to start wearing a vest with a pocket watch in it.
and
a beret, a monocle.
Jacket
and
the suede elbows.
Yeah, exactly. A corduroy jacket with the suede elbows. Yeah.
So anyway, much better. Thanks for asking.
Good.
And,
I'm glad.
It's just day by day trying to get better and better.
What's the whole timeline of when are you going to be this is just, it's, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
I don't know.
I mean, do they say in a month you shouldn't you should be back to normal?
No,
I mean, don't go running down the block, but
They say for these things 3 months and you're glad you did it.
Are you glad you did it right now?
Yes, but more glad than I was a week ago,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm still not, I'm more limited than in pain. I'm more, physically limited what I can do than in pain. But I'm glad that the clock's running already.
Right.
That I'm, 11 days into it and things are going.
Close your eyes.
All right.
So we're gonna break this one out.
Woody the way.
Two beers. One of them NA. One of them
NO.
NA or NO? That's like, beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. All right. Oh, that's right. That's there you go. That's a twist off.
Sweet.
Ooh. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to hide these because I think you'll guess them if you know what it is. So don't look over here.
All right,
you can open your eyes.
Okay.
One of these is a beer, and one of them is hardly a beer.
Okay.
So
well,
you want to describe?
What's interesting is last time, the one that had less foam was the actual beer.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, the one on the left has less foam, which makes me lean towards that just from that anecdotal research. But the one on the left is also darker. It's a little more amber and almost an orange tint to it. The one on the right looks like it's horse piss.
I love that this test is going on with mason jars, too.
All right, so I'm going to drink the one that on the left.
The darker
little,
one.
A little darker with less foam, yeah.
His face.
There's not a lot going on after the fact of that one.
Yeah,
there's no, you know, like when you drink a beer, you'll have the like the little bubbles on your tongue, and that, you know, it that makes the flavor dance a little bit. That one doesn't dance. Wow.
He looks confused.
Sadly, I think that this is the beer. And it may be the worst beer anyone ever had in their life. What is it?
Is this, wait a second. Is this your final answer?
That's my final answer.
All right. You have chosen that beer is Coors Light in a metal bottle.
God.
And then the fake beer, you're 2 for 2. You're doing good. The fake beer was...
That proves I'm an alcoholic. That's great.
O'Doul's Amber.
Oh, yeah. Man. The O'Doul's Amber is better than Coors Light.
I was trying to throw you off to be like...
Try it. Try it.
Yeah.
Now try the Coors Light.
No, that's all right.
No, try it. I'm going to experience this with you.
From the metal bottle. Ugh.
Which one was better?
The O'Doul's.
Right?
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Ugh. Just, ugh. Girls Light. Ugh. All right, so.
How was Christmas at the Fligger family?
We had an awesome Christmas.
Tell me.
Just Cindy Fligger hit it out of the park with all the presents. Everybody had fun gifts. She got me maybe one of the greatest Christmas presents of all time. She combined two things that I love the most into one massive, awesome present.
Which
she got me a Lego Heinz Field.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited to build it. It's a Lego Heinz Field.
That is astonishing.
Yeah. So I got a couple Christmas. How was your Christmas?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
It was great. You know, you got young kids. You know about it. It's the best. And, you know, they wake you up in the morning and they come out. Well, first of all, the night before, I should say, on Saturday...
Monday.
Monday, yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yes.
We go out to the caroling truck, as we do every year.
Yeah.
It goes through, like, Toluca Lake and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's this truck with carolers on it, and they go by, and they, you know, everybody's smiling and happy and whatever, and they've got candy for the kids and all that kind of stuff. So we go out on the route for that, and the caroling truck goes by. By the way, the people driving the caroling truck... I don't know her name, but she's like, "Hey, Andy Chanley, how are you?" It was great.
How's the shed?
Yeah, I was out on crutches and everything. Because that was just like, what, 3 days, 4 days, five days, I guess, after the thing. And so that was fun. And then we have a tradition of then going out to eat. We went out and had some dinner. And then we come home, and everyone get the kids ready for bed. And then we all get to open one present on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And the kids open toys, and they're happy as clams and so forth. Laura has been cursing me for months because I broke the butter dish, the marble butter keeper, and I dropped it on the floor and it shattered. And she's pissed because they don't make it anymore. Right. And was, you know, every time she has to, we had like a butter bell, you know, those French things you pull out, the upside down. And she, every time it's empty or whatever, she curses that and just like,
he's like, "I'm ending this now.
Why can't you find me a butter dish?" And so I finally find one. And the exact same one that she had before. She goes, "Oh my God, they said it was discontinued. They weren't making it anymore." So I finally got out of butter dish hell and butter dish jail. That was nice.
You went and bought your own marble, made yourself, just so you don't have to hear this anymore.
Chisel, and yeah. Then, you know, we finished getting the kid.
Well, what did you get?
We finished getting the kid that night?
Yeah. What was your...
That night, my Christmas Eve present was a...
Some more OxyContin.
It was a day late and a dollar short. It was a magnetic wristband.
Ah, I know what you're
talking
about.
For nails and stuff.
Things?
No.
Oh.
Like when you're building sheds.
That's so genius.
I know. There were so many times I had like, you know, roofing nails in my pocket trying to crawl on them and stuff.
Or you're climbing a ladder. You don't want to stick all that shit in your mouth, but which is what you usually end up doing anyway.
But you could put like, you know, dozens of nails
on
your wrist.
Idea.
And then, it was great.
Plus, it'd be great for wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
You just put it on there and sling somebody off the rope.
I never thought about
that. Put a bunch
of
bolts on there, hit them right in the neck.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I got that going for me. And then after we wrapped the rest of the presents.
Yeah.
The kids are in bed and everything, and it's 10:30 at night. We have our
fondue.
Yeah, our champagne
now,
fondue.
Is this cheese or chocolate fondue?
Cheese.
What did you do? What did you dip in it?
Bread and a baguette and apple.
Apple.
Yeah.
No meats. Oh, she doesn't eat meat. That's right.
That's right. So that was nice. And then, Christmas morning, come out and I get, you know, the music going and hobbling around and getting the lights on and all that kind of stuff.
All right, wait a second.
Then
I let the kids come out
and I take a bunch of pictures.
Okay, so did they wake you up?
Oh, yeah. But they know not to go outside, out in the living room because the alarm's on and everything else.
Owen, I said to Cindy, I'm like, you know what's going to happen? Owen's going to sleep in. And because I notoriously get up early. I'm always up first. And I'm like, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. And I'm like, I'm not laying in bed waiting for him to wake up at 8 a.m. So I got up. I swear to God, this is the absolute truth. I got up. I was the first one up. I walked downstairs, turned the tree on. Oh, Owen, if you're listening, Santa turned the tree on. Anyway, then I walked into the kitchen. And I had a handful of Chex Mix.
Of course you did.
Right? And then I walked over.
Thanks, Milt.
And then I walked over and made the Andy Chandler coffee. So the very first thing I did.
How was it?
It was delicious. And I waited until.
Did it make you poop?
And all coffee makes me poop. But yeah, I made a big old pot of that. And then I went and put on like TV and watched Christmas Story until Owen came down 2.5 hours later.
Jeez.
So then he comes down, right?
Yeah.
He's been, you know, freaking out. Right? You know, it's Christmas. When's Christmas? Finally gets here. He comes out and he's just like sitting there. You can just see him. His eyes are all wide. And I'm like, you want to open up a present? And he's like, sure. So I give him one present. He actually opens up his stocking first. And it was just full of candy and everything like that. And he opens up and he's like, can I have a piece of candy? I'm like, sure, you can have one piece of candy. And he takes it, eats the candy. And he goes, I would like a bowl of cereal now. And I'm like, okay, so we stop getting gifts, right? And I walk him out of the kitchen, out on the dining room table. I sit him down. I make a bowl of cereal, and I go, "You take your time." You know, what happened is I think because we went to our friends the night before, all the kids are running around. They hurry up and eat their dinner because they want to keep running around and stuff like that. He didn't really eat that much, and then when he woke up, he was hungry. He's sitting there eating, right? And then about 5 minutes in eating, and I'm like looking at my wife like, what the hell? If I was that age, I'd be halfway through all these gifts by now. He looks at Cindy and goes, Mama, I don't feel good. And she's like, what's the matter? He's like, my heart's beating really, really fast. He was so excited. He had to pull himself out of the game because he was like, I can't take this shit anymore. So we were like, okay. I got him some water, and I said, sip some water and finish your cereal, and then you'll calm down. You'll be okay. And he sat there for about 10 minutes sipping his water, and he's like, and then he just comes around in the living room. He's like, I'm okay. And I'm like, all right, so let's start up with a gift. So he was so excited for Christmas. He had to like back off. He had to be like, okay, there's something wrong here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was one of the fun things. The other thing was we got a Amazon, the Dot.
Oh, right.
The Alexa thing.
Yeah.
So... this is, I get it all hooked up and I'm running, it's running and everything. And this is, mind you, now it's about like 4 o'clock. So I've already started dinner and Daddy's already decided to have a couple day Saturday drinks or Christmas day drinks, right? I'm cooking. So
having mimosa, a little
exactly,
nog.
Exactly. I'm cooking, having a drink here and there. And this is going to sound so stupid. So I'm trying to figure out, I'm texting Gina Grad, and I'm trying to figure out how to spell Aunt Jemima. I was talking about maple syrup, and I wanted to type Aunt Jemima into my text, and I couldn't figure out how to say it, right? And this is after about 3 or 4 drinks. So Owen's playing his game, and I'm in the living room, and I'm going, how do you spell Aunt Jemima? And the thing won't talk to me. And it's like, I've asked it 4 or 5 times. I'm like,
Alexa.
I'm like, how do you spell Aunt Jemima? And then finally Owen's like, quit calling it Siri, Dad. So there I am, all slightly shit-faced, screaming, hey, Siri, how do you spell Aunt Jemima?
And you're a 6-year-old boy.
Quit calling it Siri, Dad.
Oh, Jesus. That's
awesome. I made my proud moment of my life right there. I laughed so hard, I fell down on the couch. I was So that was our Christmas. We had a really good Christmas.
Nice.
We kicked off Ham Week 2018. We're winding it up today.
Nice.
And it was a sheer success, utter success.
Nice. Happy Ham Week.
Yeah, but Ham Week 2018 is over, and now we're kicking off in a few days. We're kicking off Pork and Sauerkraut Week 2019.
Oh my God! Yes. Pork and sauerkraut.
Pork.
Week.
Hot dogs, kielbasa, sauerkraut. I'm going to fry up some pierogies and then serve it over a bed of mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Yeah. That's no joke. That's real stuff.
Man, that sounds good.
It just sticks in your ribs.
Sounds real good.
Oh, so good.
You
want me to save you a batch?
Oh, that'd be nice.
I can do that as long as you're willing to eat it like 4 days later. Because if it's, I cook it on New Year's, it should be good. It's sauerkraut. It lasts for a week.
I'm gone.
Yeah. You missed out again. Well, maybe I'll swing by and give you some.
That'd be nice.
Maybe. We'll see.
You see that thing over there in that box?
The race car?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's not a race car. It's a robot.
Oh, sorry.
I buy that thing for $20 on Amazon. I was looking for robots for the boy months ago, and I see that thing, and I'm like, "Oh, it's a build-it-yourself robot." You know what? That could be kind of cool with dad and son, especially if I'm a little laid up.
No,
it might be a fun thing. Well, got the boy a drone.
Okay.
Little tiny one, one the size of a quarter. Little thing. And it's really meant for kids that are 14 up, it says. But I thought, I think he can figure out how to enjoy this somewhat.
Right, and if he doesn't like it, we'll put it away for a couple
right.
years.
But it's not something big where you could hurt anybody or anything with
right.
it. And so I ordered that, and it comes. And
what, the drone or the robot?
The drone.
Okay.
And on Christmas morning, he opens it up. And I try to open it up to put batteries in. And on the controller, the screw that holds it in, it's, most battery compartments, they have a little screw there.
Yeah.
And you can kind of put your fingernail underneath it if
yes.
it isn't coming out exactly. Well, this one isn't coming out. And it's one of those that slide out. So you can't just lift it. It slides out like that.
Right.
So it's stripped. And I'm like, I can't get this thing out of there.
You should use your magnet wrist, your Wonder Woman wrist.
That thing. Wouldn't have done it. I get on the phone to Amazon immediately and I say, hey, so Santa brought this thing and it turns out, there must've been a little mishap. So I was wondering does Santa have a deal with you for replacements on things? And, they said, you know what? We're going to expedite this because Santa's a pal of ours and, gives us so much business. So we're going to send it out. It'll be there tomorrow.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did it arrive tomorrow?
It arrived the next
day. Kudos for them.
But it came and I tried to get out that screw again.
Did they make you send?
Same fucking thing. It won't come out.
Okay. Real quick though. Do you have two of them now? Do they make you send
the other
it
one?
Back?
The other one I have to send back.
Okay.
But yeah. Same issue. It won't come out.
Tweezers. Will that work?
No.
So
is it a
flat?
A Phillips. Yeah, it's in, and it's buried in this hole.
And it's flush to the plastic, so there's no way to.
It can't get in there, yeah. So I'm, can I push it out from the other side? If I go in, everything.
Here's what you did.
Here's what I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me tell you what I did. I was there. I went out and got my impact driver. And put my impact driver in there. That's what did it. Came out. It was immediate.
You know what I would have done? Tried to smash it out, right? With like, try to pry it off with like a flathead screwdriver, and then if it broke, you just send that back with the other one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is I realize now that I could have done it with the original one. I just got out the impact driver right. And go, bloop, yeah. And would have been out of it.
Well, anyway, so how's he doing
anyway,
with the...
That day that I couldn't get that thing, I was then under pressure of, Daddy, can we build the other car robot?
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, today it kind of hurts to sit up. And Daddy, we can't build it. I heard a lot of that stuff. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll build it. And I get the thing out and I start building it. I spend like 4 hours on this thing and I'm not getting anywhere. You know,
did it get to a point where he just like walked away too? And now it's just you and the robot and you're like, son of a bitch.
Yes. And then the next day he wakes up. He's like, can we work on the robot some more? I'm like, you mean me work on the robot some more? I got to get out the solder gun for this thing. And so
It
was that detailed. And it was ridiculous. So I had to get out the solder gun, and I'm working on this thing. And finally, I come back in, and it's not working after I've spent like 8 or 9 hours on this thing. I'm like, can I please get out of robot jail? This isn't working right now. It's going to come in a couple hours, your other thing. Please, can I? So that was a rookie mistake.
Does it not work?
Yeah, it turns on and a light blinks, but it doesn't work yet.
What's it supposed to do?
See those eyes in front?
Yeah.
Those go bzz, 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 swivel back and forth, and it detects if there's, it's like a Roomba kind of thing, and it backs up and moves another direction.
Oh. Okay.
So that was a dumb mistake. But now he's got this drone, this little flying drone that terrorizes Vivian. She doesn't want to be anywhere near it. He's got a couple of toys that just absolutely terrorize her. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I remember one Christmas, my dad, for Christmas, I got this, it was a ramp, right? It was a Dukes of Hazzard like ramp, and it came with those cars. Remember those cars that you could put on a floor and you like rev them, you'd scoot them along the floor and then the wheels would start moving, and then you just drop them and they'd just take off.
Sure.
It was like one of those, right? Except you scooted along the General Lee and then you dropped it on this track and went flying across the track and hit a ramp. Yay. You know,
sure.
Duke's Hazard. So I remember Christmas morning, my old man and me laying down on the floor and snapping all the stupid pieces together, and then one of the things my old man hated, and he'd always bring it up, is he'd be like, these goddamn stickers. Because every playset came, the stickers were never on. You had to put
all right.
And as a little kid, you insist. You're like, no, I got to put all the stickers on, Dad, right? So the old man spends 25 minutes putting all these stupid little stickers on there, right? And he goes, okay, let's give it a whirl. So I grab, mind you, I'm in the middle of our living room floor is carpet. So I take the car, and I go, vroom, 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 rev it on the floor. All the threads from the carpet get caught in the wheels. I stick it down on the track. It moves 2 inches. And then my old man goes, well, that don't work. And he got up and went and got coffee. Read the paper in the kitchen. Just destroyed it. Not one time did it work after he spent like 25 minutes building the thing.
That's awesome.
I remember just being like, oh, shit.
That's awesome. I am, by the way, Silas helped. Vivi got a Hello Kitty Lego kit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of those little Lego kits for Hello Kitty. And Silas built it for her because he's the Lego pro. But Silas demands to build all the Lego stuff himself. But I am the designated sticker, the decal installer.
Yeah.
And so since I'm laid up there, bring it over to me. Bring me that little orange tool and the sticker thing, and I'll get it on anything. It's no problem.
I had to put, we got him. Owen is everything. I think now officially there's more Super Mario shit in my house than Steelers stuff. And this was Super Mario Christmas, undoubtedly. I think there was only like 3 or 4 things that weren't Super Mario involved for Christmas. But he got this castle that is like the Princess Peach castle or something like that. And that had a whole shitload of stickers on it. And he was he got a Switch for Christmas, so he's playing that, and he's like, can you put the stickers on? I was like, absolutely, because I can't watch you play this game any longer. And he insists, he's like, Dad, you gotta watch this. I'm just like, I mean, I love video games, but watching
the same
a
thing.
A 6 year old play Mario Kart is the most just boring thing in the world. And then he's like, Daddy, I want you to play. I'm like, no, I hate this game. Did you play with me? I'm like, but yeah, it was great. We had a great Christmas. There was no meltdowns other than the heart attack, other than me meltdown on Siri or whatever her name is, Alexa, and Owen having a present meltdown was almost a heart attack from Christmas. So nice. Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
So moving on to New Year's, do you want to do round three?
Yeah, let's do the final. Because I've got like 5 minutes left in me before I've got to sit down.
All right, let's
get my.
Should we chug that?
Up.
Which one do you want to chug? Because we've got to use these things.
Oh God,
that's the Coors Light or the O'Doul's? I'll drink the Coors Light.
No, I'll drink this. You drink that.
I'm not going to put so much in next time. All right.
It's better the faster you drink it.
All right, close your. This is the last two.
Okay.
So.
N A or N O?
What could that be?
Round
what
three.
What does that sound? That's a pour. That's good stuff.
P O O R.
That's me. Where's the bottle opener?
All right. Have it?
Now I think this one. If I'm gambling on this one being the one.
This is the one.
This is the one.
This is the one I get wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Although I thought maybe that was going to be the last round, too. But this one, okay, hold on. Mix them up. All right, here you go.
Okay. All right. Oh, about equal amount of head on
color
both
too,
of these.
Color, too, huh?
And, yeah, just about equal color. I would be. This looks like you poured the same beer in both glasses.
Yep. All right, so, good call. About
this one smells skunky. And this one does not. All right, let's try this.
First beer. Drinking. Thoughts? He looks really perplexed.
All right, let me drink this one. This one is the not beer. This is like a Beck's.
Oh, God, he nailed it.
Is it?
Bex.
Yeah! Boom! Nice. That was the skunky.
You nailed. You got all three. You passed.
How about that?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite
in a metal bottle.
It was just kind of there. It was. It wasn't awful.
So
but
what?
It was...
This was just a horrible idea of mine. Then this was just a complete waste of time. But you passed. You did it. What
What's the certificate?
What do you recommend of all the NA beers? Which one was the best
that I tried?
Yeah, of the Erdinger, Beck's, Erdinger. Or O'Doul's Amber.
That O'Doul's Amber wasn't bad.
All right, okay. Now for the NO beers.
Yeah,
Miller Lite, Coors Light, or Bud Light.
I think Miller Lite.
Yeah, I think I agree 100% on both of those. I think, okay, this was just a terrible idea of mine.
Wow.
But I tried.
Yeah. Makes me want to go back on the pain medication.
Yeah.
How about that? So, in the few minutes that we have left.
Yes.
By the way, I should throw out the telephone number again. It's 626-657-6428. If you have anything to add, your thoughts for a New Year's resolution, any Christmas adventures that you endured, 626-657-6428. Anything you can share with us. That is our YAF line.
And we'll hit the face bag next week, too.
Yeah. Or O-A-Muck PM hat, if you prefer the anagrams or the mnemonic devices. So, Josh.
Yes.
Do you have... You said at the top of the show you have two resolutions for the new year. Tell me about those resolutions.
I already forgot one. Did I say I had two?
I don't know what the other one was.
I know I have one.
Oh, no, you were going to not go. Zh, zh.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one. Not go. Zh, 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 check. Zh, zh. It just makes Andy cringe every time I do it, which is
goes 9 miles
exactly
up my
why
ass.
Exactly why I do it.
What's your other one?
I'm not going to drink any more of those energy drinks anymore.
Have you been?
I every once in a while.
Like
I don't do it like every single day, but every once in a while I like to pop one of those things.
Like a Red Bull?
Like the Monsters or Rockstar one of those.
Really?
Things. Yeah, I got to stop those. Like that shit can't be good for you.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's just full of crap that will kill you.
Yeah, just have some more coffee. Like,
but the thing is, I drink so much coffee that I don't, like, I get sick of it. You know what I mean? I drink too much coffee, actually.
Right.
Like, I don't drink that much coffee. It's just I drink it all morning, but in the afternoon, I don't want another cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand.
Yeah, so I'm gonna lay off the energy drinks. I think that's a good resolution.
That's a good one. Yeah.
One that I feel that I'm confident that I can do and not fail.
And another step toward your general health and wellness. I love it.
Yeah, whatever. What about you?
Do you have, before we get to me, do you have a vision board of things that you want to achieve in this year? Anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, I want to build a Lego Heinz field. that's my vision quest for next year.
Nice.
Vision board. Right. No, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it yet. You know what? Let's get back to that one. I still got a couple more days. I haven't really thought about
it
yet.
All right. Resolutions. I don't do resolutions so much as I do, I pick a word every year as a mantra for that
year.
Oh,
yeah, we
talked about
before.
That last year. And I'll give it more form as we get closer to ringing in the new year, but it's something along the lines of maximizing potential. And
it's two words.
And I, so maximizing. Eat a dick. I need to get this body back to where it should be. And I feel like I just took a huge step towards that.
Yeah.
With the surgery and getting that fixed. And one more thing I can put behind me. Now it'll probably be only a short matter of time before I have to do the other hip. I can only imagine. By the way, there are such joys that come along with my picker, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And the special toilet you got to use the first day or so.
The pan?
It's elevated. It's an elevated toilet. It's like a plastic, like a 9-inch.
Like a kiddie, like a McDonald's kiddie stool?
It's just extended. Like it bolts onto your toilet seat.
Here?
Huh?
You're talking about here or at the hospital?
Here.
So you got to get a special toilet?
Well, they had one at the toilet at the hospital,
the toilet
too.
Store.
Yeah, no, they'll send you home with one. You buy one.
Oh, bonus.
And you bolt it onto your, those for kids' potty seats?
Yeah, right.
Them onto the thing. It's one of those. You tighten it on, but it's like 9 or 10 inches tall.
Yeah, leave it
so
on.
So you don't have to get, that low. You don't have to bend, your body that
much. Is that because they don't...
And it has handles on either side.
Is this so because they don't, it's going to be hard for you to get back up?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I after day two, I was back on the normal toilet.
What are you gonna do with that?
Okay. Do you want it?
I was gonna say, put it out in the street, see if somebody comes and picks it up.
Yeah,
just put it on the sidewalk, see what person says. Oh, that looks kind of cool.
Give it to
put free on.
Give
it
to the rescue mission.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll try that out. Give it a spin.
It's pretty great.
Can you wash it with your special body soap though before I use it?
Sure. We'll say I already did. I want to get back to health, where I'm keeping up with my kids and I'm getting to the gym and I'm taking care of myself. That's I really, really want that. And maximizing my time. I want to do other things with my day that both make money and make me happy. And yeah. And
efficiency.
Yes. So, time management and being a little bit busier and, what was on my deathbed, I don't want to be able to say, I wish I would have worked more.
I thought of another thing I want to do in 2019.
What's that?
Replace the headlamp in my car and one of my headlights.
Oh, I just did that.
I might do it this weekend.
Nice. What kind of car is it?
4Runner.
Oh, okay. I did it on a Ford.
Did you have to take the battery out?
No.
It was on the opposite side of the battery?
Yeah, but I had to do a lot.
Yeah, it's a, you know, that's a, for something so that sounds so easy, that's a bitch to do is replace headlamps.
It used
to
be easy to do because cars were easy. You just reach in inside and do it.
But it's like you got to take six things off just to reach in there and pull that stupid thing out. And then once you get there, it takes 30 seconds. But, but it's like, I got to take the battery out. I might even have to move the alternator to get the stupid thing. You know, it's just stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah, that's a pain in the cock.
Yeah.
And they're expensive.
Yeah.
They're like $25 a bulb.
Do you know, like, this is like the third one I've done in like the last 3 years. And I think because, did you know you're supposed to like wipe them down?
No, you're not supposed to touch them.
Well, it's almost physically impossible to put those things in without touching them.
But that's the thing, is you're not supposed to touch them. It's like with a halogen bulb, you're not supposed to touch
them. But when you touch them, but when you put them in, you're supposed to also get an alcohol pad and then wipe them down afterwards, which I think negates the touching. You know what I mean? It gets all the oils from your hands or something. But that's isn't that weird that I think because it keeps going on is because I keep touching this stupid thing. So I'm like, you think I learn after light bulb number three not to touch it, but I'll put it in and be like, oh, next year we'll just replace the stupid thing again. But why does that happen? Why does the light bulb die quicker because I touched it?
Because you get oil. Your natural oils on it. And those oils then, the heat is concentrated there and it's got a hot spot on the bulb and then that cracks the bulb.
Yeah, you made it sound a lot simpler than I wanted it to be. I wanted to make me sound less stupid.
Do you have any? We talked about this a little bit, I think, before. Do you have New Year's Eve, plans with
we are Rowan? Well, we were gonna lay low, but then we decided, you know, he's still not old enough to stay up late, and that's kind of like half the thing is, especially when you're a little kid, staying up late and watching the fireworks and all that jazz. But he, you know, he's sick, so we decided to go to Knott's Berry Farm for the day. You all right?
Yeah. I'm trying to see if what I think I see down there is really what I see.
What?
It looks for all the world.
That's a Cheez-It.
Like it's a Cheez-It.
Oh, I
got from your Chex Mix. And is there a bumblebee on top of it?
I believe that's a cricket.
Amazing.
Hey.
I got to get a glass on that.
I'm not sure it's alive.
Oh, okay.
You want me to scream at it?
No. Kick it? No, because this is going to go into a corner.
Hey, so I have a
great
correction from last episode.
What's that?
I talked to Milt last week.
Milt.
And he said, tell Andy there's actually four different kinds of cheese that's in there. There's cheddar, white cheddar, four cheese, and Parmesan. So there's four different types of cheese.
Well, it is divine. Thank you so much.
And there's also the new cricket cheese that they've added this year. Wait, I'm going to take a picture and put it on the Facebook.
No! No, it's going to look like I live in squalor out here. This is...
Come on, it's just everybody's seen a cricket cheese at once in their life, right?
Jesus Christ. But it's that's on top of a guitar pick.
It's true. There's literally a guitar pick with a Cheez-It cricket on top.
Jesus Christ. You're going to scare it.
Huh? All right, do you just want to sing while I do this?
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships in like mine and Josh's just did.
Tune into this podcast.
We are artificial crickets.
Let's say you should insert the cricket sound right here. Chirp, 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 chirp. Beautiful.
Happy New Year!
That thing's dead. Should I just smash it with my
foot? No! God! Stop it.